the Rosh and Ois Yod says Shiyodin Eschaveru Lechav Slus. So Chazal say that a person who is Dan Lechav Slus, the Rosh Dan's him, he's Erom Midoisov, he's Mavro Midoisov, the Rosh is Mavro Anmidus with him. Person who's done Lechav Slus, Minishmaim, they Dan him Lechav Slus. So the obvious point of it's Archav Lamal of the Maskil is that it takes him out of the world of Choyim into the world of Schus. In Shemayim they did with him in the Mahalak of Schus, so that's a Gevaldiga Schus. A few Machshavas, I think the Poshet, the Erchem, the Mal, the Maskel, the Anach of Schus is a way of life. It's a way of life which is an uplifted way of life for a few reasons. One, when we down somebody, to down a person means we have to have all the information. I can't judge something until I have the information. So if I'm judging somebody, it means I assume I have all the information. I have a right to figure out, well, he did this because of that, and this is what happened, and I know all the details. Usually what happens in most cases, you don't know all the details. But the fact that a person feels he's in the position and he has a right to make that judgment means he feels he has all the details, means he's approaching life from a position of, I'm a know-it-all. You know, I really know what happened. There is usually the same way. There's a double standard. You know, when it happens to somebody else, I jump to conclusions. When it happens with me, I have a good reason. Because human beings are complex. Human beings exist in many layers and many levels and many different elements, facets of a person. And that's true when it comes to me. I'm not a bad person, I just have an issue with this, etc. But he's a bad person. How do you know? Maybe he's a good person who has an issue with that. We see people two-dimensional, we see ourselves three-dimensional. And when it's two-dimensional, it's very clear that the right, wrong, etc. People are just as three-dimensional as you are. And there's so many different things which go into the makeup of a person. The same way you're like that, everybody else in the world is like that also. A person who approaches the world from that level, he sees the world differently. It's a different existence. The people who have ability to jump to conclusions and make decisions, etc., and define, etc., without really knowing, exist at a different plane. It's a totally different level of existence. Not a good level of existence. The second place where people go wrong when it comes to Daniel Chavsus is, like I mentioned to you before, we assume, a person assumes this person meant to do X, he had a time in me and that's why he did it, or he had this issue, that's why he did it. Vis-a-vis me. A lot of the lack of Daniel Chavsus is vis-a-vis the person himself. In most situations, the person is not really, doesn't have all those intentions, he's not really focusing on you. As much as we're really most basically focused on our own life, that person also basically focuses on his life. And he's not sitting there thinking bad thoughts about you the whole day. He's not making plans. He's just not thinking about you. You're not significant enough to him. His little toenail bothering him is a lot more significant to him than the fact that you're having going through the biggest crisis in the world. That's how we function. My toenail is more important to me than, 10,000 people dying in a tsunami. I mean, I'm sorry, that's the reality of life. And that's true. On a global sense, it's going on a local sense. He's not really spending his time thinking about you that much. So to interpret why he's doing something and what he meant and all these different things and nuances and inflections, etc., when half of it just it's totally off the page. It's just totally out of context. It's not intelligent. Why didn't he send me an invitation? He forgot. How can you forget me? He didn't forget. Must be he's upset at me. Must be this. Must be that. There's no must be's in the world. Must be you don't know the story. A person came to me on Yom Tov. He says he saw a person who was clearly frum, holding the car keys in his hand. So what's he supposed to think? Well, I don't know who the person was. Maybe the guy's a doctor and he had to go talk a deal with something on Yom Tov. I don't know. Maybe his house keys were on the ring. And the Rav told him that that's okay, his car keys are on the ring also. Maybe he didn't realize there were car keys on there. I don't know. There's so many maybes. Like, but why are you busy? Why are you busy trying to figure out his life? So my third comes with that third point. Like, why are you busy trying to think out somebody else's life? And that's the biggest arachim lamal lamaskal. Is like, you know, we have enough going on in our life, which it's important. We should be focusing on. And we should be comfortable with ourselves and be focusing on, I don't feel a need to focus on what you're doing. I'm very comfortable, if I'm comfortable with myself, and I'm happy with, you know, with or even I'm comfortable with myself as a person, and I don't feel a need to focus on other people's lives, I need to focus on my life. My life is, I don't notice you. Not in a bad sense, I don't care. It's just, I have so much I need to accomplish, I'm feeling good about my movement. I'm seeing myself growing, etc. I have plans. I'm getting there. I'm not getting there. I'm working on it. I'm trying to rearrange it. But I believe in my ability to do it. So I have that focus. I have a focused life. So what you're doing is not really so important. It's not something which bothers me. The people which bother everybody around them is because they're not really, deep down, it's a reflection of they're bothered with themselves. Deep down, it's a reflection of the fact they're not comfortable with themselves. They're not happy with themselves. So they reflect that on the world around them. Because also called a poisel b'muma poisel. If I see that in somebody else, it means inside of me I have that same feeling. Chazal, that chokhma of called a poisel b'muma poisel is more in Kedusha in the fourth parak. The verse is a story that a person one time called somebody a mamzer, and sort of think of Yehuda said, called a poisel b'muma poisel, they checked into him and he was a mamzer all. Certainly he was a mamzer, the person who said it. You perceive the world from a certain perspective. So you should stop for a second. You know, if I'm noticing in people X, that means maybe I should use that as a mirror to look back at myself. Why is that? Why am I doing that? What's bothering me? What's my issue that I'm grappling with? And it gives you a window inside of yourself. And once you correct that window inside of yourself, you notice you don't notice it about other people anymore. It's just it's not typhus mokum. So that's that, and that obviously is Archaim Lamal Lamaskas. It's a totally different experience. Milvad, the schus and shemayim that the person gets, that he dans the chavschus, the Bereshim dans him the chavschus, which is, the Bereshim says, they're my kinderlach, you know, I would like you to look at them with an eye and taiva. And if we look at the Mayan type, the Russian looks at the Mayan type of that, then that's a Gabaldic excuse for the Yamadin. But understanding that we don't have the whole picture, and understanding that the people are not necessarily focusing on us in a negative way, and understanding that really we shouldn't be living somebody else's life, we should be focusing on living our lives, and focusing on and accomplishing what we have to accomplish, and the more we feel good about that, the more we will not feel a need or even a notice whether this person is doing X or Y or Z, right? We live in a different plane, and that's the plane, that's where you're supposed to live. You're supposed to live, I'm aware of you, and I'm concerned about you, and I care about you, and you're important to me, when I feel like I can do something of value, and something which is just seeing negative, I don't see negative. The Ben Yonah says that I think it's the opposite of how you would think. Ben Yonah says that the derech of the Rishoyim is to be mechapes and to notice the mumim of Bnei Adam, and the tzaddikim, the derech of the tzaddikim is to notice the good in other people. And our mindset is the people who are taka frum, the tzaddikim, they notice all the chesronos everybody else around them. That's part of being frum. There's only everybody else's chesronos. And the people are not, so they're very forbearing and forgoing, and they allow let people live and let live. And Ben Yonah says that it's the exact opposite. That the person who's the tzaddik wants to see the world, he wants to see the toiv in the world, because Russia made a world which was toiv. And the Russia is busy noticing all the problems. As they say in the enough, that's enough said.